Hi, how's it going? This is Andrew from Beat Magazine.
Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Not too bad. No, thanks.
Awesome. So you're in Melbourne at the moment?
Yes. Just, I'm leaving on Monday to get back to
Melbourne. All right, cool. So you've got the new Strictly Rhythm coming out. So what was your Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, but yeah, it should be all right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've got the new Strictly Rhythm coming out. What was your involvement with that, and what's the process like actually putting something like that together?
Okay, well, basically, Strictly Rhythm contacted me. They were interested in me being involved in doing the CD. And, Strictly Rhythm has a really, old back catalogue of house music. And I thought it was interesting to get involved and be part of the CD. So what it is, it's two CD compilation. One of them is an old school CD, and the second one is a current CD sound that I play in the clubs. And I think it was really cool for me to go back through all the catalogues and go through the old music and kind of like reminisce on songs that I grew up with as far as house music.
Definitely. So there's some stuff, some tracks on there that influenced you when you were coming up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially that first CD, it's basically all the, I would call it my old school house. You know, it's stuff that I grew up with. There's stuff from Strictly Rhythm, there's stuff from Infected, Subliminal, and this is all labels that I grew up with.
So you is that stuff you listened to when you did you move down here when you were a kid or
I moved to Australia when I was 13 years old.
All right.
I was born in Serbia and then the whole family moved in 1992.
Well, I guess that was a good time because you were at the right age, 13 to be exposed to all of that music. Even though the scene wasn't as strong back then as it is now.
Yeah, actually, it took me a little while to get into house music. I first got into more like urban stuff rather than house. But then, you know, when I hit 19, 20. That's when I started getting to house music. So it took a little while.
Yeah.
To get converted.
So was that just through hearing it through friends or siblings or how did you get exposed?
Yeah, the way I got into house music was through DJing. I first began to DJ just at like a local bar in Melbourne. Kind of like just getting my apprenticeship, if you may. You know, just playing top 40 stuff and then slowly I was buying records and then I think the first record that I bought was Music Sounds Better With You, Stardust.
Oh yep.
And I think that was one of the first records that I was like, wow, you know, this is like house music, or this is dance music, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then I started digging deeper and listening to older stuff and getting more involved and interested in house music.
Yeah, I guess at the time when you're at a younger age, I guess you don't really know what the label or the genre is. You just know that you like it.
Yeah, it's just the sound. You like the song, or you like that sound, or you like this vocal, or whatever it is. And then you start exploring, and then that's the beauty about it. There's so much in-house music that you can find.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was listening to some of your some of the remixes and stuff before, and yeah, there's some really